Hi, and welcome to another episode of Diameter Lane.
Hello, everybody.
Today, we were on location in Greenfield, Wisconsin.
The G Field?
Yeah, G Field, G Force. Yeah. And we are going to discuss the case of another killer clown.
Fucking clowns.
Yeah, I mean, and we wonder why people are so scared of them.
I hate them.
This is the story of a real piece of shit. His name is Ronald Schrader. And he is Silly the Clown.
Silly the Clown?
Real original, dude.
Pogo is better than that shit.
Exactly. So
Silly.
All right, so sitting... Number four, JC.
Yeah.
Ronald Schrader. So sitting across from me is Heather.
And sitting across from me is Jessica.
We are just saying how we need to get this story out of our heads because this one's kind of fucked with me. I don't like it. I don't really like stories about kids.
No, kids are hard, so trigger warning.
Yeah, so this is, about some kiddos. So, all right, you want to come take a trip with us?
Yeah.
All right, down Murder Lane. All right, so West Dallas or Florida? Ready? I took it out just in case because I know you have a script too. I was like, I'm going to take it out. So, all right, ready? Mm-hmm. A woman was jailed after some beef between her and her boyfriend escalated. So on Sunday, August 7th, so this is kind of recent.
Pretty recent.
Police responded to a home on reports of a domestic dispute. Mm-hmm. The incident began when Rochelle Wright, 42, and her partner were arguing while they were both intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Like, go figure. Yeah. So while the boyfriend was sitting in a chair, like inside the home, she picked up a steak and threw it at the victim. The flying beef missed, and striking the victim's chair in a nearby wall.
Like a steak?
Yeah,
like a steak. It should have been like a cheap piece of meat.
Yeah.
Why are you wasting some ground beef? I know. Expensive.
Right? And a steak, really?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Must have been like a round steak.
Maybe. Ground steak or.
Yeah.
So, when the officers asked Wright, because obviously police were called, why she slung the raw meat at the victim, she reportedly said she was tired of his behavior. Tired of your shit.
Tired of your shit, and then throw a steak.
Yeah, because he's probably waiting for it to be cooked.
He's like,
and,
bitch, make my steak.
Yeah.
So, I'm sick of this shit.
Strangely enough, the steak was identified as a weapon in the report.
What?
But it wasn't confiscated. Because, you know, weapons are usually confiscated. So, I just can imagine, like, are we supposed to take this beef into...
So, what constitutes as a weapon? Can a steak hurt you?
Yeah. So, I guess...
How?
A steak? How? Oh. You threw it hard enough. The real meaty ones with the bones in them. Like a T-bone.
Like a tomahawk steak? Like one of those really big ones?
Oh, my God. I'm hungry now.
Me too.
We were just talking about pumpkin spice, and now we're talking about steak. Okay. So, Wright was booked into jail for domestic assault. It's a misdemeanor. And she was released from custody that next day on her own recognizance. So, where did this happen?
I'm going to say Stallus.
It was Florida.
Damn.
I know. I got to find more better Stallus. But, it was in Florida. And I'm like, I'm scrolling through it because I was looking at hurricane, like, trying to keep an eye on my family down south with the hurricane.
And they're doing okay.
Yep, they're doing okay.
Good.
The storm turned, like... They were supposed to be direct hit, and this is a sidebar, but...
Good. Jess's parents are in Tampa, as you know.
And my whole family, and it's kind of hitting, like, Sarasota area, which I feel bad for them, but it missed Tampa again. They're getting, like, a lot of rain. They're going to get, like, 20 inches of rain or something, but...
And are the winds crazy, too?
My dad said they're not too bad.
It's not, like, 150 mile an hour winds hitting Tampa, like they said?
No.
Okay.
And they have every house down there can... Like, the windows come, standard with
Category
2 hurricane, so you don't have to put the shutters on. But a lot of people did put the shutters on because they were expecting Category 4. Anyway, so this was in Tarpon Springs, which is kind of near my parents' condo. Mm. So it's just really funny. And I found it by accident while looking up hurricane stuff. So that was Florida. All right, so now we're in Greenfield. I didn't want to, like, look up. I'm like, best thing to do, Greenfield and Milwaukee. I'm like, we've done them.
Yeah.
We've done all the
best thing to do in Greenfield is go to your house, hang out with you.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Varsity Club. Oh, Varsity Club's not. Oh, that's New Berlin.
I thought about that. Varsity Club is in New Berlin.
Could have been. Could have been somewhere we could go. But,
yes, we need a New Berlin case.
Yeah. So I looked at him and I was like, oh, we've done all these places. But I did want to talk about, right now, the best thing to do in Greenfield is to visit China Lights.
Yes.
Have you been?
Not this year, but yes, I have in the past.
Same. So China Lights is a Chinese lantern festival, and it's located at the Borner Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm. So it runs through October 30th, and this year is like, what is it? Alice in Wonderland? Like, I'm totally going to go. Totally going to take the kids. It's so cool.
I love Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, so apparently it's supposed to be really cool, but it still has like that 200-foot dragon, which is freaking badass, but...
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. So, all right, are you ready to get into this, this asshole?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
All righty, let's get into it. So, broke-ass Silly the Clown was once a beloved entertainer in Southeast Wisconsin, adored by kids for his balloon animals. He was also long suspected of murdering his 7-week-old newborn, Catherine.
No, so...
Yeah. 7 weeks old.
I know. They're so helpless at that age, and they just... Ugh. Okay.
My little nephew, new baby nephew, just turned 1 month old, so I'm thinking, like, 3 weeks older than baby Will.
Mm-hmm.
He's...
Pitiful, yeah.
I mean, he's just, like, barely able to hold his head up.
Yeah. So, Catherine Katie was born on July 3rd, 1991, same as Barbara.
Yeah.
5 weeks premature.
Mm.
So, 2.5 weeks after her birth, she was hospitalized with respiratory complications.
Yeah, probably because she's
a RSV and all those things. So, not soon after, Ronald's wife, Christine, noticed bruise marks on the infant's stomach while changing her diaper. Ron theorized he had inadvertently bruised the child with his large belt buckle. Like, okay.
Okay.
But his explanation didn't add up to Christine, who later told investigators she never saw him even wearing a big belt buckle. Like, so right off the bat, he sucks.
Yeah, logistically, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you're going to be holding a kid close to your belt buckle, it's not going to be a newborn that can't hold their neck or torso up.
Yeah.
You hold newborns like
that, yeah.
Like with their head in the in your elbow. You don't hold them on your hip like a toddler.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so weird.
So that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. All right. So more bruises were discovered by Christine's mother. While babysitting, Pat Beckler discovered a black and blue mark on Katie's buttocks. Spanking a 7 week old?
They have no idea.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
And later, just a day before Katie's death, yet another bruise on her face. Yeah. Around midnight on August 25th, 1991, Schrader, then 22 years old... The then 22-year-old Ronald called 911 to report his daughter not breathing. 17 hours later, Catherine was pronounced dead. An autopsy found 4 of the baby's ribs had been fractured. Jesus.
Yeah.
And her stomach, chin, and left ear had been bruised. Contusions to her brain had caused hemorrhaging days earlier, and her retinas had detached, causing blood behind the eyes. Oh.
Right.
So like shaken baby syndrome.
Yep.
The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner reviewed the autopsy and found Catherine died of blunt force trauma to the head, ruling her death a homicide. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, babies are really hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're tired. It's relentless.
They can't tell you what they need. They just cry. You what
they need. It's hard.
Yeah.
I had a colicky baby that cried 12 hours a day.
It sucks.
It's hard. Yeah. But... you walk away from the baby if you need a break.
You tell somebody, like, yeah, I'm struggling right now. I need help. Or, you know, I know not everyone has that option, but tell somebody.
You put the baby in a safe place, and if you need 5 minutes to get your shit together, you walk away.
Yeah.
The baby will be fine.
So, I know. This is why... this is going to be a very short case because I was reading through a lot of this and it goes... a lot of this... in our sources, you can click and there's this really good article called The Joker and it was all about his life and it goes into what he did before and how he met his... he's married 2 other times and how those kids were abused too. And I'm like, I just...
Really?
It was just really too much. I'm like, I'm just going to keep this short because...
He got remarried. This chick divorced him?
Yes.
Good.
So we'll get into that at the end. Okay. So yet the weeks-long police investigation went nowhere. So the medical examiner, yes, said she was murdered. You need to look into it. So, but they were trying, couldn't really find any concrete evidence. So Ron and Christine each had hired separate lawyers and refused to talk. Citing insufficient evidence, the Milwaukee County District Attorney decided not to issue charges. So the case went cold, and the short life of Katie Schrader gradually slipped into memory, a family tragedy shocking and unexplained.
Horrible.
So, I know. So, I don't know. It was really frustrating.
So, it seems like his wife at the time was suspecting that he was involved, that something happened.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, is this me? Yeah, this was me. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut off.
Schrader was convicted of sexual assault in 2008. Jesus, so he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. So this, because yeah, this all happened. I feel like we
in 1991.
So this was a long time ago when all this happened.
So then she divorces him, and then he goes on to move on with his life. And then he was convicted of a sexual assault case in 2008, and was released from prison in 2013. In that case, he sexually assaulted a girlfriend while she was unconscious and took photos of the attack.
I wanted to put this in there just so you can kind of have an idea of what a piece of shit this guy is. Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so 30 years to the day of her death, prosecutors in Milwaukee County charged Schrader with homicide. Good.
Mm-hmm.
He appeared in court on Thursday, August 26, 2021. Yeah. It is not clear what new evidence, if any, prompted authorities to take another look at Catherine's death and finally issue an arrest warrant. In November 2021, Ronald entered a not guilty plea and is now set for a jury trial in April of 2023.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So there's also charges. I was looking at his CCAP. There's also some charges in Waukesha because apparently after he was, you know, in between this 2013 to when he was arrested now, he's had other child abuse charges because he has other kids. And those wives, after getting divorced, I mean, had... He's got, like, an arrest record of domestic violence and abuse. And they...
I'm shaking my head. You can't hear it, but yeah. I'm huffing and shaking my head.
Yeah. Like, he got away with this one 30 years ago, and then he could just continue to do this bullshit. And, but finally, I mean, I couldn't find any information of what brought this back to life. Like, what made them reopen... Not reopen the case, because it was always open.
Right, but what new evidence, like, allowed him to be charged?
Yeah, and there's nothing... I couldn't find anything. Because it's an open case, and it's scary to go to... I don't know if they...
And I was going to say, was there, like, DNA, but, like, it doesn't...
I didn't see anything. Or I couldn't find anything.
I'm trying to think of what it could even be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll maybe see. The information will come out more when he goes to trial in April.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep an eye on it. We'll do an update when we know more.
For sure. And if you get called for jury duty around that time, let us know. And
yeah.
Answer that shit.
What if we need called some good for jury people. Duty for this case? Do we have to tell them we just did a podcast on this fucking
Yeah,
guy?
We would not be allowed to
They'd
do it.
They'd be like, bye.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I would say, nope, can't do that. I already talked. You know, I'm biased. Guilty.
I am biased. I hate him. I would imagine it'd be very difficult for the defense team or for them to find a non-biased jury. Like, who is going to at all sympathize with you?
Yeah.
You murdered your baby.
I'm sure they're going to have to move the venue. I mean,
even so, like, how do you find, like, anybody that is going to not just be like, fuck you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you can't look at his, like, other record and what he did in the past. Like, this, when you're on trial, like, it can only be, like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it'll stick and they'll come to realize it. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because he certainly does not need to be out in the wild.
No.
Definitely not.
But, yeah, that's the case of... Silly the Clown. He was, I don't know.
Shitty the Clown.
Yeah. Entertainer. I mean, I never saw him. I don't know if... after he got out of prison, he was a sexual offender, so then he couldn't do that anymore, but...
Probably.
Let us know if you went to one of Silly... Apparently, he was, like, really prolific. Like, he was all over and doing birthday parties.
I mean, maybe I went to a Silly the Clown birthday party when I was a kid, because that's when I was a kid.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee area.
91.
And he was living, like, in... Greenfield, and that's not far from where I grew up, so, I mean, it very well could have been.
At one of the parties, or
I mean, it wouldn't festivals. Have been my party, because my mom and dad would never have had a
clown
at my party.
Yeah, it's weird.
Lose my shit.
Yeah. So, all right, but that's the case of Ronald Schrader and Baby Kate, so yeah, more to come.
Rest in peace, Baby Kate. I'm glad she's getting some justice, and I'm also glad his ex-wife is getting some justice, because could you imagine, like, that?
Yeah, always suspecting. And she said it like she always suspected him.
Yeah, and
but then she also stayed with him and had another kid with him. So
abused, but she might have been abused too. And sometimes abused people do things that don't make sense.
That's true. But still, I can't even
eventually.
Imagine. Ugh. But all right, so just this morning we went over to the Briarwick Pool Apartments in Greenfield where this happened.
Yeah, and I was telling Jessica, you know, I actually have happy memories there because I had a bunch of friends that lived in these apartments in my early 20s. So, like, I have, like, happy memories of, like pre-gaming before you go out drinking at those apartments.
I love it. They're cute.
Like, it's cute. Yeah, it's a cute place. And, like, hanging out at the pool in the summer with my friends that lived there.
Yeah.
They're cute, nice apartments.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice area. And
it's on 92nd, right around 92nd and, like, Howard.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Yeah.
So, all right.
That's
so
the place. That's where it happened. It.
Crazy.
So what does Snoop have to say about this?
Snoop, I could not find... Sorry, this case really, like, just fucked me up. I hated this case. Fine. I hated doing it. But I couldn't find anything, like, relatable. And I almost didn't want to, I guess.
I know. It's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
So we might have to switch it up for season 3.
Yeah. Might have to find different... I mean, I have some ideas.
Sure, I
quotes
do too.
We can talk about. But Snoop, I saw this and I'm like, we need to end this uplifting. Mm-hmm. He says, when I'm no longer rapping, I want to open up an ice cream parlor and call myself Scoop Dog.
I love him. Did you see him on Wheel of Fortune this week?
No.
Yeah, he was on Wheel of Fortune this week. Look it up. Like, just search it. It's like, he's so funny.
I love it.
He and Pat Sajak have really good chemistry.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to look at it. Pat Sajak is still alive?
Oh yeah. Vanna, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the OGs still on the...
Oh, I did not know that there was those people still... Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Vanna's still doing it.
It's the Jeopardy guy that died.
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
All right, Snoop, we really hope you open the ice cream store. And...
Yeah. We have to talk about how we just had our 2-year podcast anniversary on Monday.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And we're running a fundraiser. And you should go on Facebook and find it, because we want to support the Crime Stoppers of Milwaukee, which is a great nonprofit organization that relies on donations and anonymous tips. Like, they even have an app.
Really?
Where you can give anonymous tips, and then they keep you anonymous.
Yeah.
And if your tip goes on to arrest and convict somebody to help with that, you get reward.
Yeah.
And all of the rewards come from donations.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, people don't say things because they're scared.
Oh, yeah. And so that's the culture as well.
Correct.
And some,
So we're running a fundraiser, to celebrate and support and make, you know, support our local law enforcement agencies and make our communities safer.
Mm-hmm.
To get piece of shits off the street.
I love it. How did you find this? Like, how did you, because this is totally Heather's, she's the one who had the idea and made it come to fruition. Like, how did you decide on that one?
I keep an eye on, like, the crime reports in the city, and, you know, what I do for a living, I have to spend a lot of time in the city and a lot of time late at night in the city, so I just keep an eye on stuff that's going on, and there's just a lot of unsolved bad things happening, this hit and runs, killing people downtown, shootings, all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
And it just bothers me that people out there know what happened and don't say things.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, we should do a fundraiser to try to help this organization. And the board of directors that was on their website are like a bunch of different like prosecuting attorneys and whatnot in the area that run Crime Stoppers in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And it's like McGruff. Like, take a bite out of fucking crime.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's where he got. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you donate money, it is tax deductible, because I know we're all looking for that.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, and you can find it, a link to our fundraiser.
On the Facebook page?
Facebook and Instagram, and yeah. You should help us out.
Yes.
Not us.
Help them.
I mean, help them. But yeah, it does help.
We don't get anything out of it.
Right. Just, yeah, only thing we get is pieces of shit off the streets.
Like this, like Ron.
Yeah.
These fucking clowns.
Like, people that did something horrible, they shouldn't be walking around.
Yeah.
Just living life.
Yeah.
And if you know something about something that happened, even if it seems trivial, you can submit it. You don't even have to call. You can submit it on an app.
Yeah.
And do it all anonymously, and they will protect you.
I hope. I hope that people, like, truly, because I mean, the first thing I think, I'm like, oh my God, they can track my phone. They can track everything I see. They're going to know that I put this tip in, you know, and, like, it's, so I hope there is a way that they can truly, truly do it anonymously.
Yeah.
You know, that's yeah. what I think of.
Yeah, so. I hope so, too. But.
All right. Okay.
All right.
So, follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We already talked about that.
Yep, slide in my DMs.
Email us at downriverlanepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you be listening.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you'll run into. Hopefully not a piece of shit clown.
Hopefully not any clown.
Yeah, no shit.
Ew. Down Murder Lane.
Bye.